The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you.
Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. St. Paul says in the second reading, "Brothers and sisters, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through man, the resurrection of the dead came also through man. For just as in Adam all die, so too in Christ shall all be brought to life, but each one in proper order, Christ the first fruits." In the Old Testament, first fruits was a sacrifice of the first portion of grain that was harvested, offered to God, which did two things. First of all, it symbolized the entire harvest that was to follow, and it also consecrated the entire harvest that was to follow. The harvest is offered to God entirely, spiritually, through the ritual offering of the first portion, and by this, God consecrates the entire harvest. To consecrate something is the act of setting it aside for a sacred purpose. When a chalice or an altar or a church is blessed, consecrated, or anointed, it is to be used for nothing other than the sacred purpose for the celebration of the Mass. So you too are consecrated at baptism, set aside to live as adopted daughters and sons of our eternal Father for the purpose of praising him and sharing his life. This offering of the entirety of humanity to the Father could only take place if there was a man, a first fruits to be ritually offered, thereby redeeming and consecrating the whole. Christ's self-offering to the Father in his passion, death, and resurrection was the foretaste of the resurrection of all believers yet to come. His resurrection is our assurance that one day all believers will be raised from the dead. Somehow, God had to enter into humanity, so in his providence, he prepared a place. As Jesus is called the new Adam, so is Mary called the new Eve. It was through her yes that the no of Eve is undone. God provided her liberty from original sin so that she might become a perfect dwelling place, a tabernacle of the Son of God. In this sense, we could also call her a type of first fruits, She goes before us as tabernacles of the living God in Jesus, made worthy, consecrated by baptism. All of this takes place so that we might be a fitting offering to God. Today we celebrate that perfect dwelling place of God, which God prepared in Mary, conceived without the corruption of original sin, the Immaculate Conception, and preserved from the corruption of death. If you think about it, Mary could not die, as death is the result of original sin. So God brings her to himself. As Jesus died on the cross, he said, "It is finished. Into your hands I commend my spirit." As the first fruits, at this moment, he offers himself, his ritual self-offering that consecrates us all. The temple, Holy of Holies in Jerusalem, the place where only the high priest could go once a year to receive pardon for the sins of the people, was thrown open, giving access to all of us. It is interesting that the vision of St. John in the first reading begins with this image. God's temple in heaven was opened, and the Ark of his covenant could be seen within. A woman clothed with the sun, with child, is in labor to give birth. Her time as the dwelling place, the Ark of the Covenant, the tabernacle of the Son of God, is complete. The work of the Son of God begins, and for her part in the story, she is preserved from death in everlasting life. Today we are glad and grateful for Mary, and God's goodness to us shown through her in her part of the consecration of all creation. But we too celebrate our place in this story, called in turn to be bearers of Jesus to all of creation, so that his coming to birth might continue to transform and consecrate every heart who seeks him.